All right. It was quite an event on Friday, the Donald J. Trump inauguration. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is an old friend of the show. He's our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher. He's the head usher at the American Airlines Center in the Death Star. And apparently he was invited to Washington and served as head usher for the inauguration. That's quite an honor, Jesse. Good morning.
You're going to have to speak up if you're speaking to me.
Turn up your hearing aid.
Said that's quite an honor what happened on Friday, isn't it?
I can hear you now, hot shot. It was very much an honor. I was honored. I was invited by Mr. Trump to be the head usher at the inauguration. And he did it because I'm the most senior usher in America. I've been ushering for 73 years now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That's great. Great run.
And also because I served in the big one.
Mm-hmm. World War II.
No, I'm talking about the Maverick Heat series from a few years back.
That was a big one.
But I also served in what the young people call World War II.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so because of that, he honored me and had me up there, and I was a personal usher for that platform up there. So I helped everyone get to their seats, including former presidents Clinton and Bush.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was such an honor. Well, of course, I call him W. You call him George W. Bush, but
right.
He remembered me from the ballpark days when he was involved with what's the name of that team out there?
The Rangers.
No, it's not the Rangers. It's a major league team.
Yeah, it's the Rangers.
The Texas Rangers. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's Rangers, but anyway, whatever it is, he remembered me from out there. So. That was good, and I tell you what, I know a lot of people don't like the Bill Clinton,
mm-hmm.
but I got along just fine with him. He and I bonded by ranking the Trump's women from most doable to least.
Oh, gosh.
And, of course, Hillary overheard this, and she come charging at me.
You?
Thought, yeah, because Bill and I were talking inappropriate, and I figured she was mad at me, going to slap me or something. But she get right up in my face and said, "You and my husband are absolutely nuts. What are y'all doing?" Ivanka's most doable of all the ones I see out here. Oh,
she said that to you.
Yeah,
she did not.
She had a thing for Ivanka's.
Ivanka's?
What'd you think of Melania? You got to see her up close, I guess.
I tell you, well, Melania, I got in trouble with her.
How?
Well, because her Secret Service, they tackled me.
You?
Yeah, because I thought I'd grab Melania by the cat. I thought that was what was all right.
All right. No, that's not. That's never appropriate, Jesse.
Holy cow.
And they was trying to arrest me, and I'm like, that's just locker room talk that I'm doing with my hand.
Oh, no. That's assault. You can't do something like, you know better than that.
But I got to spend quite a bit of time with the Trumps as we was waiting to go on stage, and then after he come out of the from the podiums, from his speech and everything, and he mm-hmm. pulled me aside, and he confided in me. He said that he wanted to tap Ivanka.
Oh, now that is disturbing.
Come on.
And
he didn't say that.
Yeah, tap a, you know, to be ambassador to Chinese or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, all right.
And I put a lot of people debating, they've been debating this crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you think?
I put the crowd at about 4 million or so.
Wow.
But half of them were feminazis that were protesting.
Yeah, we had a lot of that this weekend.
Right. You know, but I have Trump's gave me a plaque that I'm going to hang in my home.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Honoring me as the number one usher in America.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's right. You better believe
it. Well, congratulations.
That. And that's I'm the only usher in America that has that plaque, and I'm the only usher in America that has over 40 Germans and 50 Japanese notched on the stock of his M1 carbine.
You were in both theaters at one point, huh?
I sure was, hot shot.
Okay. Okay.
I put more Japanese in the ground than the Enola Gay did.
Oh, wow, that's quite
all
a claim.
Now, Jesse, come on.
Oh, no, that's the truth. See, you guys don't deal in truth. What I see, I give you alternative facts, and you guys are just proving your fake news.
Yeah, we might be fake news.
But I got arrested.
For what?
Well, a reporter come to shake on Mr. Trump's hand, mm-hmm. and I see that name tag on that reporter, and I spring into action, and
oh,
I got
no.
the hand-to-hand combat with Greta Van Susteren.
Oh, you did? Why?
Yeah. Well, that name don't sound too American to me. Sound a little German or something like that. Go hand-to-hand combat with her. And apparently I blacked out because I had a flashback of me choking the life out of some German in a ditch outside Berlin in 1945.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
We're going to make America great again. Y'all just wait.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope it works.
Y'all just wait, and we'll kick these non-Americans like Greta Van Susteren out of here. I ain't going to live to see the next inauguration.
Yes,
oh,
you are.
Jesse, you will.
I saw this one.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm glad you saw this one, too.
All right. Take care of your breasts, hot shot.
Okay. We'll see ya. There goes Jesse the Usher, special guest on Friday in Washington, D.C.